Hey, John Williams, I love this segment of your show. I started sending a joke a day to my grandsons in Colorado and Arizona. Today I sent them, what do you call a dinosaur fart? Of all of the jokes we've told, this is the one Grandma sends to the kids. And the 18-year-old replied, Gasosaurus. That is not the answer we had, of course. Dave, you remember the correct answer to what do you call a dinosaur fart?
No. It was just yesterday.
It would be a blast from the past. Pam in Waukegan writes, thank you for your thoughtful program, and don't forget to have fun. We're trying to do both here. How many opticians does it take to screw in a light bulb? One or two? Two? How about now? One?
Hey, oh, John. My gosh. How many times have we heard that at the eye doctor?
Hey, John, tell us a joke about potassium.
Okay. Finally, I was able to go to the library. I asked if they had any books about paranoia, and the librarian said, they're right behind you. Guy goes to the library, and he says, I'd like an order of fish and chips, please. And the librarian says, sir, this is a library. And he says, oh, I'm sorry. I'd like an order of fish and chips, please. What's the difference between a good joke and a bad joke timing? Did you hear about the man? Hey, guys, did you hear about the man without legs who lives at the foot of Mount Everest? Nobody's got an answer to this one.
I got one. It's not that good.
I'm afraid of this one.
Welcome to the show, Mary. Go ahead.
How about he used to live at the top?
I appreciate your efforts, Mary. Steve is wisely not contributing to the punchline segment of the show today.
Yep. Don't have one on that one.
The correct answer is Himalayan.
Oh.
My friend is making a lot of money taking pictures of salmon wearing human clothes.
What?
My friend is making a lot of money taking pictures of salmon wearing human clothes. He says it's like shooting fish in apparel.
Oh.
Hey, what's green and goes to summer camp? What's green and goes to summer
Some
camp?
Some sort of pickle.
That would be Brussels scouts. Just went to the doctor and found out I'm colorblind. I can't believe it. This comes completely out of the green for me. I bumped into an old friend I hadn't seen in years. He used to be kind of chubby, but now he was ripped, lean and fit, looked great. I said, wow, look at you. Tell me your secret. He said, I stole $4 million from my company last year. And I looked all shocked, and then he goes, oh, you mean the gym thing. I love that joke.